ever come across any of the Mothman stories that would lead you to believe, Travis, that what we're dealing with here is some kind of demonic creature?
Personally, yes. As Charlie has mentioned, that's not really an approach that we're taking for this documentary. But one of the things that struck me very early on was that every eyewitness of Mothman basically said the same thing. They were terrified. This was not something that they really wanted to talk about. This is not something that they viewed with fondness. This is something that shook them to their very core. And one of the other disturbing things about the Mothman sighting was that everyone commented on the eyes of this creature, and that while the descriptions vary, as Charlie has mentioned, you have descriptions of this creature being between 7 and 9 feet tall. There are individuals that some say there are feathers, some say there are not. Some say that it looked like he was wearing a shiny suit. Some say it looked like his skin was gray. So there are varying descriptions, but the one thing that remains true is that everyone that saw this creature was mesmerized by the eyes. And most individuals, when they recount seeing this creature, talk about absolutely losing control of themselves while looking at this creature. They felt like they were being drawn toward it. They felt like, and I'm inserting a word here, they don't use this word, but the description is they felt like they were being possessed, that this thing was actually taking control of their mind and taking control of their actions. And to me, both of those things sound very much like demonic possession and interaction that individuals have with demonic spirits.
Some of the drawings that I've seen, Travis, this thing looks like the devil.
Very much so. One of the things, and I know Charlie has touched on this already, the whole idea of the name Mothman is very off-putting, and it actually takes you down a road leading you away from what this thing really does look like, because there's nothing about this creature that is moth-like. Most descriptions of this creature are very devil-like, very demonic. Red glowing eyes, these bat-like wings. I mean, this is something you would expect to see rising out of the bottomless pit in the Book of Revelation.
Well, that's a good point. I asked Charlie, and I'm going to ask you, Travis, if you had to say what you thought this creature could be. One, would you agree that these witnesses have seen something very unusual?
Yes.
In that case, animal? Insect?
I highly doubt it. I know the theories that abound by the skeptics are sandhill crane, a snow owl, possible genetic mutation from the chemicals that were present in the TNT area during World War II. None of those make sense to me. None of those explain this creature. What I am struck by, and this is me personally, we are not in this documentary attempting to explain what Mothman is. This is to provide a snapshot. But personally, I view this apparition, this appearance, as a demonic manifestation.
Well, I'm beginning to lean that way too, Travis, whatever this thing might be. It is also ironic that we just had a recent sighting, August of 2007. The creature's out there. Whatever it is still around.
Yes, there are several fairly recent sightings. One in Middle Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, in the 2005 year. Of course, one of the most, frequented pictures that's out on the web right now is supposedly a Mothman sighting at Ground Zero of 9/11. And right now, a flurry of activity in Wise County, Texas, site of the Aurora UFO crash in 1897.
Well, that's interesting. And what's the significance of the sightings down there now?
There are a couple. One being that many of the eyewitnesses there, and this is one of those interesting little coincidences that seems to arise in the Mothman lore, many of their names or their last names also either fit the last names of eyewitnesses in West Virginia or the last names of individuals who were killed in the collapse of the Silver Bridge.
Now, the fact that we are getting more sightings of Mothman, and generally we get some of these sightings during moments of catastrophes and calamities.
Yes.
Everybody, as you know, Travis, is talking about another possible 9/11 or that some kind of an event could occur. Do you see any tie-in here?
I think it's very possible. One of the things that I think is very interesting in the Mothman lore, the debate has raged for 40 years. Did Mothman cause the collapse of the Silver Bridge, or was Mothman there to announce the collapse of the bridge? Was he a messenger? And I think the question we have to ask ourselves is this creature or are these creatures? Because I also lean in the direction that there were multiple creatures in Point Pleasant. There was not just one Mothman. I believe there were actually several.
Like a family of them?
Well, if you want to call it a family, perhaps. I think the variations in description of Mothman are not necessarily related to the fact that the individuals saw the same entity but describe it differently, as much as that what they saw was a different creature at different times. There were over 100 sightings of this creature between 1966 and 1967 in five counties, many of them simultaneously or close to simultaneously, hundreds of miles apart. So I don't think that there was one creature that was being seen. I think there were several.
It is bizarre.
And I think that may be happening again. And I think you bring up a good point that what we may be seeing is that this creature does, in some form or fashion, tend to announce these impending tragedies.
What do you think? Charlie, let's bring you in on this. What do you think of the impending tragedies, Charlie, the possibilities there?
Well, you know, absolutely. If you ascribe to the idea that the Mothman appearance in Point Pleasant was in some way a harbinger of the collapse of the Silver Bridge, then, you know, absolutely it would make sense to extrapolate from that and say that the sightings that are going on now are much the same. They're precursor warnings or harbingers of catastrophes or catastrophic events yet to pass.